This is an audio recording of the North Hewish Parish Council meeting on Tuesday, the 28th of August, 2018.
A couple of things have been brought up. One by me. I don't know if anybody's noticed, but somebody has taken to parking, in my view, very dangerously outside Jubilee Cottages.
A white
Hyundai, which is parked illegally in the sense that it is parked the wrong way around, facing down the hill. And it's narrow there for a reason, because there are pinch points. And yesterday, I had to slam my brakes on pretty hard, because you can't see. It's parked outside number 5. I don't know whether it belongs to number 5 or who it belongs to, but you can't see past the thing. And it is basically dangerous. Now, I mean, I don't think we've got any jurisdiction over it. Other than to report it to the police.
We should report it to the police and ask them to give guidance.
I mean, it hasn't been there today, as we said. Was it?
It has been. No.
I wouldn't be entirely surprised if there hadn't been some dispute about parking on the opposite. Yeah.
No, I think that the owner of the car is very disabled.
Right. But then, on the other hand,
yes, I totally agree with everything you said.
There's always a spare parking space,
yes,
like 20 meters away from the front door.
Which, if they're disabled, actually should be designated a disabled spot.
So yeah, but
they'll have to ask for that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but all that having been said, I mean, it is still parked illegally, in as much as it's parked facing the wrong way. Yeah.
So in the dark, somebody's going to hit it.
Oh, it's going to cause an accident. I mean, it's nearly caused a few, because I go up there quite often. Robert goes up there quite often.
Are they new residents in there, are they?
I don't think they've moved in yet.
Oh, I see.
Oh, right.
So I've joined the comment.
But, I mean, we can't very well... I suppose we can't easily send them a note.
They've been thrown our way.
Yeah, thrown out from my way. Go away, mate.
I think our best bet would be to...
I mean, I suppose the thing to do would be to take the details, take the registration number, and if it continues, to report it, because it is, compared to parking on this junction here, it's 10 times more dangerous.
Well, the reason that the pavements there, or the curb stones are where they are, is to cut for traffic.
There's nothing illegal about parking on a public highway, is there?
There is the wrong way around.
There is the wrong way around. Night time,
Unless you're showing your lights.
No, it's not.
Well, I'll check on the registration number and...
I can let you have it when I go past.
And then, if it carries on...
It's a white Hyundai shoebox.
A white?
It's not called a shoebox.
No, I didn't think that was...
It looks like a shoebox with wheels. Sort of car that I've said to you, if you ever see me driving a car like that, please shoot me.
I wouldn't give her that opportunity if she made me stay in the car.
The only other thing that I have had a few representations from people anonymously about the pub and the music. I mean, I don't know what sort of license they've got, but they're having an awful lot of music events, which is possibly fine, but I mean, it is being very successful, but it is...
It will slow up now.
Noisy. Yeah.
It's one a month?
It's more than one a month. On an average, it's probably one a month.
Have Southampton had any complaints?
I've heard nothing.
Okay.
Perhaps I've already declared interest, because I do like to attend if I can.
The awful thing is the pub is being so successful.
Yes, fine.
Yes, it is.
The one thing that did stick in my craw a bit was about a fortnight ago when they set off some very loud fireworks at quarter to 12.
Can I just say that I am not sure whether that was the pub. Actually,
really,
it was rather near our house.
Was it? Because they did have a wedding on at that time, I think. But I don't know.
It was very loud, and it just sounded outside our house.
Yeah, well, I mean, if there's any doubt, then that's fine. But whoever's let the fireworks off ought to have a rocket up their arse.
No, I haven't really said that. No complaints.
Okay. I just wondered what the regulations were about how often they had these.
Find out.
And the fireworks, there's a definite cut-off time after which you're not supposed to be letting off fireworks, unless it's bonfire night or New Year's Eve.
Yeah, well, this sounds a bit like...
And surely there must be some kind of regulation about letting them off in close proximity to other properties. Well,
no, there isn't, because the garden fireworks can be let off in the garden, not surprisingly.
Okay.
But it is there's certainly a timing issue of fireworks being let off.
It sounded like they were really trying to say.
It was a timing issue for music as well. They have a license for a certain time. Right.
Yeah, they should have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Councillor Steer can follow up the legality of the music.
I think, and also in winter, they're not going to be outside, are they? They're going to be inside. I think this is the last one that would be outside.
But in recent years, I don't ever remember seeing the pub used as much.
No, it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
It's
really good. Hit a chord.
With any luck, if they're more successful, they get better bands.
Whoever
4 weeks ago thought they were the Pogues, they weren't. Anything else?
Maybe they were the pigs.
Something for them to aspire to.
Yes, possibly.
They weren't Irish.
Anything else?
Should we
open point?
Have a friendly word with the pub, do you think?
No, I think let's find out first of all.
Well, maybe if he'd like to give us the details of when he's holding future events, and we can at least post them on the...
Yeah, because we did ask that.
He does post them on the blackboard.
Yeah, that's true.
They cancel them if it's raining, don't they?
Yeah. They
cancel it if it's raining.
Yeah.
Stick it on the website.
Yeah,
well, we would put it on the community website, and we are signed up for their mailing list, but we never hear anything from them in advance of their events.
Oh, I see.
That might be an informal approach, just to say, can we have prior warning?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else open for?
We might stick with Chase as well.
Oh, did he? Oh, good for him.
So, meeting proper. Apologies for absence. Irrelevant.
Yeah. Well, we've got our school on there before. We have had a few complaints from horse riders. But our resident knacker man in North Irish parking his van up.
He's back parking top of the hill, is he?
He is, and his horses won't go past it.
Which proves that they're not as stupid as they're made out.
So I've had a quiet word with him, and he tells me it's because his car doesn't work. So I paid him and told him to fix his car. But there have been various noises made to me from horse riders.
So we say that you've tried to deal with it, or you're following it up?
They're looking into it.
I mean, it's difficult because, I mean, again, it's parked there legally, isn't it?
More or less, yeah.
Whether the van is legal is another matter.
That's the point,
yeah.
You can't really ask them to disguise it as an ice cream van or something, again.
Cleaning it more than once a year might be nice.
Put some roses nearby.
Well, they don't like the smell of dead horses.
Can't say I do either.
I mean, admittedly, mine will go faster.
I think the country parish council.
The people have been muttering.
But we'll simply say that you're dealing with it for the moment, shall we?
I'll try.
I mean, the actual truth of the matter is that it wouldn't be an issue if you cleaned it out.
No.
Because it's meant to be cleaned out at the end of every day.
But he picked it up.
And he used it as storage, which isn't great, particularly not in the summer.
The thing is, the storage probably isn't what it should be.
At least it isn't.
Well, it's horrible.
It's not really a demonstration of part of my place.
It's a newish
smell. It's definitely an awful smell.
It's all relative.
But newer than what it used to leave.
It's
premature.
Possibly.
It's not an ex-bin lorry anymore.
No. That's always a good
dog.
Yeah. Thanks. Anything else we're open for? Sorry. Was it premature? So no declarations of
probably will have for Greensleeve.
Okay,
right. So when we get there, we'll look at that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I need to as well, Sharon.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got that for you.
Over all the phone applications.
There's lots of them.
Could we have a proposal and a second the minutes?
Well, there was a section that we a discussion from the last meeting that was not included in the minutes
right.
of the last meeting.
Remind me.
Which was regarding the play park.
Oh, yes.
Right. Which was not included in
okay. the minutes, I have some...
which we probably need to discuss, but we can't discuss without them having been in the minutes.
Right, okay. In which case, probably I need to bring them up, because we need to bring them up. Bring them up in open forum?
Yeah.
Okay. Unfortunately, what Tristram is alluding to is we had this discussion about removal of the upright posts, and the feeling of the meeting was that we should not be so precipitate and we should look into it a bit more. So I texted Rob Northmore the following day. Sadly, however, I was too late. The deed was done. His actual reply was, whoops. But actually, to be fair, when he tried to look at the posts, they were all rotten, the ones that were alluded to, and basically came off in his hand. So I felt slightly vindicated by default. They are now no longer, so they don't represent an issue. On the matter of repairs to the play park, which we said we would ask Richard Cooper to do, which he was slightly tardy in starting, he's now started. He's done the gates, he's got the post lined up, so it's in hand. I contacted him a couple of days ago and he said he was a bit behind with his work, but he was going
I was
to
say it's the,
what else was
the
it?
Roof is important.
Felting,
felting,
the roof.
Yeah, felting the roof,
because
fixing the fence back
it was dry
up,
for
it?
So long.
There were gate hinges and bits and pieces. We've got
a whole list.
We've got a
he's got that
I'm
list
not sure
anyway,
it's a quote or an estimate, but we've got his quote for that. Spring closures on doors, on gates rather, latches on gates, which he's done. Replacement of the fence post, which he's got the materials for. The original thing we had didn't include the felting on the shelter, but this does. Mm. And he's quoted us for that. And to build up level area at top of the stud site and the steps, and there's the rubber matting he needs replacing to replace it. So it's in hand. And he apologised for being
once again. It's good that he's busy.
Yeah, it's not fine.
Good.
Too busy about
yes,
work.
she lost her.
So, do we need to retrospectively insert that in last month's minutes? Or
well, I presume we ought to have still been noted that discussion took place in
sure.
the minutes.
Could you? Well, we can't really sign off.
We'd
we
have to write it in, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
We could do. Somewhere.
Yeah. Well, shall we delay signing off on those then until we insert that? And then if we insert something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can wait till next month.
Sure.
Don't sign the minutes off. Right.
That notwithstanding, anything else that arises from the minutes?
I think the dustbin situation has improved. Eventually.
And the pipe work's done, isn't it?
Right, the pipe work, that's finished now. Councillor Steer had an interesting session watching them at work, I gather.
I did. And no water for 5 days.
Excellent.
Where?
I know, I was thinking of the pipe work under the river rather than...
Yes, I did. The man sat in his cab watching the auger go under the river up the other side.
Amazing, really, isn't
yeah.
it? Absolutely extraordinary.
Yeah. Well, he sat in his cab, pulling
yeah.
two levers, and
the
auger went under the river, and it came up exactly where he had a marker to.
Yeah.
The
right.
side
yeah. Very, very clever.
They thought they were going to do it when they put mains water across, but couldn't do it in those days, but they can do it now.
Yeah, fantastic.
Amazing.
Unbelievable.
And how far under the riverbed did he go?
About a metre and a half.
Oh, fair distance.
Yeah.
It was a big rock.
Yeah, that's right.
And what, it augered, or did it boom?
No, augered.
Oh, right.
Took a while.
Yeah. Clever.
Fantastic.
Very clever.
And then he pulled it out, put the pipe in, or took the pipe with it?
No, he pulled it out. And
put the pipe in.
They put a shelf through and then pushed the pipe through the shelf.
Very clever.
Fantastic.
It's good. Have they tidied up?
Yeah, you wouldn't know they'd been there, right?
Yeah, no, that's good.
Wow. Really?
Yes, yeah, unbelievable.
Just go down and have a look.
Okay. No, the issue I was relating to was when the water...
Again. What happened there?
Well, they mended one leak, and then it went at Chapel Cross.
Yes, it did, yeah.
And then they mended that leak, and then it went in the field at Charter.
Yep. And there's lots of talk about it. I mean, I think I can talk about it. I mean, I could declare an interest, but obviously it's my land. And they're meant to be getting in touch with me, but they never have. So.
But anyway, they got funding to renew the pipe from...
From Mitchell Hughes, from
right, from they got the funding from wherever it's to. Is it in Charford Reservoir?
Yeah.
Yeah, from there, right through the village.
That makes sense. It blows on a regular basis.
Yeah, it does.
It's been better in recent years than it was a few years ago.
Well, quite a few people were up in arms that the road was shut and nobody knew about it, and then found out that that was the.
It was an emergency shutdown, wasn't it?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, they dug three pits on the Friday night. Mm-hmm. And they didn't find it. Saturday morning they did find it. You could hear the water running out.
Well, it's funny because our water pressure was definitely lower because the shower whistles if the water pressure's low.
That wasn't your problem.
Well, we had a house full of guests and no water. It wasn't funny.
No, not good.
So they brought a bowser with a compressor on it, which they tapped into the water supply.
Good.
Fire
gosh.
Switched the stopcocks off and... We had more pressure than we've ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The trouble is, the kept going empty.
Drowned guests.
The Bowser kept getting empty.
Yeah. Sorry.
That had a leak in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a genius.
So you said they have got the funding for a new pipe?
Apparently so, yes.
Excellent.
I need to.
What does that mean? They've got to dig the road all the way up, or do they feed it?
Wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah. That's why they're supposed to be getting in touch with you.
That's why I hear anyway from a reliable source.
Do you want me to when they're going to do anything?
No.
We don't know yet.
All right, don't know.
Well, we don't know it.
Almost the original, I should think.
The bit that annoyed me most was that the fact that the tarmac will run Monday afternoon, and it was Wednesday morning before another gang came and took the road close signs up.
Brilliant. So there was a work out that the road wasn't closed any longer by dint of keeping on. And finally managed to drive through.
It's just like French roads. Hmm. They're always getting roads blocked. Mm. And they're never, ever closed. We just drive through them.
They just don't pick up the signs.
So, anything else arising from the minutes? Have we had apologies for absence from... County Council Hospital.
No, the only thing I did send him the agenda and things, but I got an automatic response back saying that his office was closed and wouldn't be open till the end of the month, so my guess is he's on
holiday. Could we ask him for some plans of what they're going to do at Kittenford Cross? Because we haven't been consulted about it. He told us that it was going to happen.
Is it not on the website?
I couldn't find it.
Didn't give a time scale, did he?
No, Kittenford Cross, and then they're going to do all the way down the far end, aren't they, at Fleet?
Yeah.
Out of the same funding, or whatever they call it. But the way he described it is they're going to offset the junction.
Which I think is going to make matters 10 times worse.
Because it won't be staggered that much anyway,
would
it?
Well, I can't imagine it's going to be staggered enough so that you can pull on with a caravan and then go straight across.
I know they spent the money on widening that road.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
They
come down past Wetcombe or they come down past Causewell and they get to, and they haven't got a clue where they're going. The one follows the next one in front, who's following the next one in front, the one in front, and got a clue.
Which is great fun when you're riding and you're confronted with 20 cars. You think, we're all right now. You get back to 50 yards back, you have to go. No, it would be quite nice to know what the timescale is on that, so maybe if we could put a request in when you send me the minutes, that would be good.
So, they would have spoken to Oakbrook Parish about it or not us, but...
While we're on the minutes, did we discuss Japanese knotweed last night?
Just written that down, yeah.
Yes, we did.
Because it's quite interesting, they have done some of it on the junction,
haven't they? Did you get... I forwarded to you and you forwarded to everybody about Japanese knotweed and the fact that the council were going to Just do that,
just one bit because it was
out in the highway.
It was
something.
A road hazard.
Yeah. It was a road hazard. Yeah. So I forwarded it to it. Well, I forwarded it to you, and you forwarded it to everybody.
Yes, that's
probably a little bit. But it was going to be a one-off.
But they wouldn't do any of the rest of it. Only that one bit down there, and they'll only do it as a one-off.
Helpful. They need to do it again.
Of course they do. They need to do it for.
So what happens when it goes into your fields?
Then you've got a case against them, I think.
I should think we ought to have.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Is it flowering now at the moment? Can we depict it by its flower or not?
There's some balsam along the road there as well, isn't there?
That's that purpley, pinky colour. Yeah.
Japanese
knotweed.
More white.
Yes, it's white. I mean, I've got some, but I've got somebody working on it, you know, by the barns. Quite a lot really up there. But I deal with it.
It's a couple of years ago they said that if it went into a field they would then deal with it.
Yeah.
There was a court case there, wasn't there?
But that was a couple of years ago. I mean, things might have changed since
maybe
then.
Maybe should have taken some pictures, or should still take some pictures.
Yeah, before and after.
Well, I would.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not actually in the field at the moment, is it? So.
No, whatever they give it done to trick.
Yeah,
it's
clearly they did that for, say, 3 years or something.
Yes.
It would work, wouldn't
it? Probably would.
Yeah.
But I would probably go and take a picture of it.
Yeah,
on the bed, you know,
that was a result of my agents writing to Highways or whoever.
I had several emails about it, and I forwarded them on to County, to the lady there that was dealing with it.
Well, Nick,
but I didn't get much
Nick Millard, you know, he got that sorted on my behalf, really. But there should be an email somewhere. I sent it, sent it to Tony, and you should have all
got
it.
Yes. If you like, I'll find it and send it again.
If you could, I must have lost it in the system.
I must have so many.
If you can't find it, I've probably still got it somewhere.
Well, it'll be on my computer somewhere, or on the closest computer. The other thing from the last meeting was the play park insurance, the Seth Hammonds one. Do you remember we talked about it last week? We had a letter from them saying that they'd be following it up with an invoice.
Mm-hmm.
The invoice hasn't arrived, and they certainly haven't done any inspections at the play park. I had to have a word with the council of the steer, who's going to see what he can find out about that for
us. I'll speak to locality man, Dyer.
I did have a name somewhere.
Probably left by me.
I'll find it for you. Yeah, go on. It's not usual name.
Probably got lost in his system.
Yes.
Is it when Rob Sekula, was it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll look into that tomorrow.
I thought I'd brought that with me, but obviously I haven't. But anyway, yeah, he was out of the office when I tried to get hold of him. Right. Fair enough. I mean, he's got a job that takes him out of the office, isn't he?
Okay, so presuming no report from County Council Hospital.
Not yet.
Not yet, no. But I don't think you'll see it, judging from the notes back of the email.
If I could invite District Councillor Steer, give us a
right, thank you, Chairman. August is a month of relief, really, but we're planning there's never no relief. So not too much to report. We have got a planning meeting next week with the food. Quite a large application in Lean Mill for, I think it's 92 houses.
How many?
92.
Where's that?
I was at on the other side of when you go to Tesco's up the hill.
Oh, by the allotments?
On the left-hand side.
Oh, right.
So the parish guys are not very happy about it. But really, the situation we're in, I can't really see the council turning it down, but we'll wait and see. Other than that, Chairman, not too much to report. Sherford, an application at Sherford for the new drainage, proposed drainage schemes they want to put in. Which really, in hindsight, should have been done originally. It's coming forward. There's quite a lot of time being spent on that. But that's about it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And could I just add that the waste thing's been sorted. I've spent an awful lot of time. I think I've had more complaints about waste than I've about planning in the last few weeks. So it does make a change. It takes the heat off the planning system, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If anybody's got any problems with that, do contact me, email me. Mr. Cropper, who's dealing with it, seems to be very receptive, and now that he's back from leave, he will deal with it.
Has there been any further explanation as to what the problem was?
Well, the problem is some of the staff are on holiday leave, agency drivers, workers, don't really know what they let themselves in for. That's part of it.
Mm.
The vehicles are getting old.
Got no spare ones.
No spare ones to deal with it if it's a problem. And to me, a lot of it is upper management's not cut out for the job. But that's my pure point. It's not my personal point of view, but it is a point of view that a lot of councillors hold.
When's procurement going to start?
It'll start in April when it happens. Right. Months before the elections. Ideal time.
Lovely. Start off correctly.
On a matter of interest, has anybody tried using the link road at the back of Sherford between Alberton and...
Yes, I did go down
it. It's sort of nightmare vision.
Well, it's not really a finished link road eyes, is it? No, it's partly a link road and then it's a road.
Everybody complained because it wasn't open, so they opened it as quick as...
Yeah.
With the bits they had there.
But it's like...
It's through a housing estate, the houses have been built.
No, that's right. That's basically what it is.
And I've not been through there yet, but I must. I've had a lot of people... It's not complain, but...
It's very entertaining.
I can imagine when they built the houses on that road, it's going to be quite nice. But there'll be a more direct, straight road. They kind of built some of it.
It looked like parking bays and
traffic columns.
And trees and... paving and all sorts.
It almost looks like a town centre.
It looks like
without a town.
It looks like you're driving there, but there ought to be houses and there aren't.
Yeah,
it's
I love it.
It's priceless.
It is, and you go around a bend and
you drive, and there are people going there. They're going. Haven't hit anybody yet.
But what you need that road for? As a link road opener, I don't understand.
It was a busy road.
Was it
before?
Oh, before.
It's a busy cut through, actually.
Well, that's what it is, isn't it? It's a cut through.
Yeah. But then, on the other hand, if you did have it to cut through, the alternatives are long winded. I mean, it has a perfectly good function, but.
We just went through.
I frankly stopped using it now.
Yeah. Just quickly going back to planning, where is Southampton sitting in their 5-year land availability?
Until the plan's adopted, we are still. We haven't got a 5-year land supply.
Yeah.
Once our plan's adopted, we will.
Adopted.
Well, you're moving on. That must be 3 years since you started this plan. So.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be. It's been out to consultation. I think that'll be January, February time.
Okay.
Which brings us neatly onto planning.
One we can deal with quickly because you've already dealt with it. That was the.
This is a retrospective on Coombe House.
Yes. Now, to put you all in the picture, you were circulated with the detail, at least with the way of getting to the details via the internet or with the ability to access the information if you wanted it. Out of those of you who replied, one of you gave a qualified support to the proposal. The others of you were quite against it. So that was the decision that was made, that on a majority vote, that the vote was against it. But in fact, it's been withdrawn now anyway.
Oh.
All right.
So I'm told.
How can it be withdrawn, though, if they've all... It's a retrospective. They've actually built it.
Well, they haven't built it. They've begun it.
They've begun it. Yeah. They haven't actually
It's not completed.
But they've withdrawn this application.
Oh, yes, because you went and looked, didn't you?
They've seen some of the comments and they're going to slightly change their proposal. I don't know.
Presumably they'll put in full planning again, won't they?
So we don't need to worry about that one anyway.
I'd like to commend Councillor Grant for getting some pictures and information for the rest of us.
Yes, indeed.
Because you gave us a lot more information than ever the planning application did. Which is unsurprising, I thought.
Mm-hmm. There is a planning officer involved in that then, so...
Yeah.
He would have had advice or...
Well, I imagine that what's happened is that the... I mean, we're not given information as to why things are done, but my guess is from Preston that someone has spoken to the applicant and said, look, as it stands, this isn't going through.
Mm.
Have another look at it, is my guess.
Do we know where the planning officer is? Did it tell you?
No,
I've not looked at it yet.
There was an initial consultation, one of the pre-planning, which is listed in January, I think.
Well, a pre-app?
Yeah, that was done in January.
Yeah, thank you.
He obviously started and didn't realise you needed planning.
No, actually, here, I've only got case management team written in this. So it didn't give us a name at all.
There aren't any...
What did that say on the...
Initials.
HHO?
That's a shoulder application.
Keep going. Be a reference at the top.
Yeah, there normally is with initials, but there isn't.
Oh,
on
right.
This one.
Oh, right.
Don't worry. I can look into it. I can find out why it was in it.
But anyway, I said, but we're not told why it's informed.
No.
Ever. But I think the general agreement...
DM doesn't ring a bell.
Development Management.
Oh. the general agreement.
The general agreement.
It's all part of the learning process.
Absolutely.
It's taken me a while, David.
We'll move on to the 5 and 6 letter.
Where was that?
No
doubt there'll be another application.
Yes. Yeah, that's my imagination. Now, you can take a choice, though. Do you want Horsebrook or Greenside?
Well, Greenside is next on the list.
So. Right, there you are.
Follow the agenda. Come on.
I'm declaring my interest now.
Right. So, this is provision of agricultural building, Lower Greenside Farm. Reference on this is FUL.
Full application.
Still part of the learning.
Make it easy for me, Dave.
Absolutely. Contact name Adam Williams.
Yep, plan officer.
Hey.
No acronym for him.
No.
That's his initial ADAS.
Yes, it's got HTTP on it.
Oh, yeah, same to you. I know what that means. I'm not that bloody useless. So, this is on behalf of Mr. Sarah. Mr. Serafor? No, Mrs. Serafor, big pardon. There must be stuff.
That sort of thing.
There is stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There might be stuff, yeah.
Is it?
It's right on my phone.
There is a resume from Amanda Burden on behalf of...
Everything's right on
your
phone.
Your face.
You want to read that quickly?
Thank you.
I'll still have a look.
Oh, yeah.
I'll pass these around.
It's a very expensive bird.
The new agricultural building is obviously going to be the layer of the one that already exists.
No, I don't need that one.
So that is where the... That must be where the...
That's the pre-existing
caravan is there?
You know.
Is that where their caravan is?
That's the caravan, yeah.
Yeah. So
that's
what's this? Is that's the existing barn. So this one down here.
Yeah.
They're doing another one here.
I'm assuming that
bit
in
right.
Red is below the existing barn.
It's the other bit, the other way down.
A proposed soakaway.
This is good.
Wow, that's my favourite diagram ever.
This is the floor plan of the building.
And yeah.
For the benefit of the tape, a plain rectangle.
On an A3 size.
Can I make an observation?
That's a way. Is there any charge for that?
No, it's not completely stupid. It has doors at each end. I'll hand that to somebody else.
That was a
the building, just to describe the building.
Which way round do you reckon that would go?
It's going to be, they're proposing to erect a 27 metre by 12 metre, which is a 90 foot by 40 foot agricultural building, which will be 4.2 metres to the eaves.
And
dark
green.
The building and therefore be on the field side, thus allowing the breeding use to run in there, and the building prior to the lambing. It'll be dung boarded and to 1.5 metres in Yorkshire board cladding to the northeast side.
Fantastic.
Which is a natural to neutral weather.
No,
no measurements.
What's the measurement, Jonathan?
So he's 90 foot by 40 foot.
Cracking.
It's
about the same size, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just a big 90 foot when you think of it.
The big barn that's there already.
The building will have a pair of metal sliding doors to the front northwest elevation for access, and a further gate on the southeast gable end for access to the field.
Sheeted gates, in fact.
Yours says sheeted.
I have to say that
the building will have a dark grey fibre cement roof with clear light sheets to inspect.
View from the road may seem to improve the fire out of railway.
Really?
Yeah.
Having said which, it would be difficult.
Be aware that this building is for, it would be a purpose-built lambing shed and has been designed for accessibility from the land, maximum ventilation for livestock, and it will be in constant use for 2 to 3 months at lambing time, but will also be used for bringing in lamb use in before lambing and mothering up ewes and lambs after treatment, and for undertaking management of the flock for medical treatments and management throughout the rest of the year.
Observation?
Yeah, sure.
Is this the farm that we inspected 3 years ago?
Yeah.
With a few
different people. And I would suspect that it's more or less unrecognisable.
It's a farm now.
It's actually...
Well, that was for a building.
It was a farm as opposed to development.
I'm thinking mind if we don't attack him.
He said something good about Sheen.
Yeah. Very unusual, that's on tape. Still Woolly Farm.
It's simply that they were tasty.
Let's have a read of the fiction.
What do you want?
Fiction.
Oh, the fiction. That thing?
That's a good story. Not this.
What?
Miss Burden's resume.
A photo statement.
Well, that's what I've just read out.
I'm pleased you're not in charge of the paperwork, no.
Do I do at my desk? Don't think I can tell us what you've done.
Yeah,
probably. I mean, without doing a site visit, but you lot all live around here, how do you feel it's going to affect visually?
Well, we've been on the farm when it was less well managed. So we know the actual topography of it.
It's obviously for a need, isn't it? It's not like...
Just to point out, the land's within some X amount.
Having a dwelling, that's what
we're doing. But I did also point out that my land's very the same land as Exeter, if not a little bit more.
My observation, for what it's worth, is that...
No, that's the, that should be here.
We're just having some general discussion about livestock markets or anything like that. My needed point of issue.
If I'm walking down... Oh, okay.
We're
just pointing out it's Exeter, not Newton Abbot.
Right, fine. That doesn't get any further forward, does it?
It is actually slightly
down the hill. Don't.
Do we have any observations?
It's slightly down the hill, isn't it? Just
it's
thinking
just,
of, yeah.
It's literally just below the existing.
So it will be sort of sunk down when you think about it, won't it?
It'll cover
I think
she is very, very keen.
You can't say much of it's fair.
Yeah, I think we should support
the sheep, really.
No objection to that.
Yeah.
Zero on the room.
Yeah.
Can I have a show of hands for support then?
I'd say you know,
apart from
two that aren't fine.
Okay. And she got a wonder on business as well.
If we can relinquish the paperwork, then I shall sign off.
What's
she
doing?
Just take it off.
Is that it?
He's only playing. That's the one that
you want. I bet you haven't got the one that you want. Do you want these gloves as well? Yeah. 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 Yeah.
It's in an area with low numbers of flooding, if that's not right.
Yeah, I know.
See, it's higher than the White House, I think.
Yes.
Probably jealous of that.
Thank you for that. We've got
splendid. So, we then move on to...
Horsebrook.
Horsebrook.
This is an interesting one.
Contact is Matthew Barks. Who? Matthew Barks.
Bark.
Very competent.
What? Barks.
Oh, Bart.
Oh, Bart.
He's probably does twice as much as the rest of them.
The application is for...
Maybe you shouldn't have said that. So you're all very good in your own way.
Construction of additional living space underneath the existing garden area with the removal of existing store. Two Horsebrook barn, Havenwick, and it affects the setting of a listed building.
Ooh.
Generally had the cube in it.
So,
lots of paperwork.
Or in a sort of rather blue hue.
I think they've run it through the...
Design access statement. Existing timber ramp to be placed with stone.
Square extension on
the ground. Yeah, with the lounge.
That's all
about
the
stone. Very old thing at the end. Extension. We went out to have a look. We wouldn't allow it in natural materials.
No, they want it to stay on.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember.
It's a bit like the pencil.
Horse, apparently the property has enjoyed two planning approvals. And hasn't probably enjoyed it.
Enjoyed it.
Oh my.
Good God.
Yeah.
It's a bit detailed.
Where do these decode stuff in the war?
Letchley Park?
That's it. Letchley Park, I think.
Oh, that's the topography.
Oh, you don't understand these things?
I do.
Right.
Yes.
Did you have a training session?
Oh. Ah. Could try.
Oh, they are. Know.
Get a training on
the go. Yeah. Yeah. I can ask that.
We all understand all of it. Right, so...
Oh, for God's sake.
Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense.
What I reckon is...
So we're just on an underground dwelling. Yeah.
Stay on mind.
Which we only here. Oh,
yeah.
That's you.
It's quite level.
Gosh, it'd be quite damp hard.
It drips off that way. Mm-hmm. It goes out that way.
This was Christine's.
That's right. That's right. And this was the sister-in-law here.
Yeah.
Well, they don't really, because they don't actually give you much of an idea of what you're saying.
This doesn't
work.
Didn't say what new is it. Ah.
Helen and Peter in
there.
Helen Scott,
that was.
Peter.
That's an existing extension. Existing garage.
Well, I don't know next. Well, obviously, these people.
What that's just planning. To match the extent. Ah! That's up. Yeah.
Is this the new
That's the new
one.
This is existing. This is an existing elevation. And that must be the proposed.
Yes, those are existing. So presumably this is the new bit, which is here, I assume.
This is proposed.
Ooh,
we've got two different things going on. This is the pair of existing and proposed, and then this is existing and proposed.
Well,
which should make more sense. A set of ramps, wooden structures, which are being replaced by. That's stone structure on me. And the same here. Sharing.
Why
should it move? I think the tone on the printer's
going on. Someone's used a cheap card.
What they're asking for is a family stroke guest room in a store.
Yeah.
And a tote.
Underneath
a shower.
So this is...
That's existing and proposed.
This is existing and proposed, right?
Oh, you can use
it. So this is... Yeah, so that's the car.
Thank you for that. Just made a certain amount of sense.
Yes.
Not a lot. I wish they would sort of number them or somehow.
Yes.
They just come in a sort of random. Well, that picture there, that just shows existence.
But
what they're talking about.
It comes in there.
Existing and proposed.
There you go. It's not going to change the appearance of the place, is it?
Well, it is here.
Yeah, it's just underneath the car park.
It's underneath the car park.
The actual height's been there for some time.
Yes, it won't make any difference.
There's a slight difference in the height of the car park. Very slight.
It's an extension by the looks of it. So,
I'm the only people that might look at it from the farmhouse.
Yeah.
Well, I think the only people who could have a problem with this is the listed people, aren't they? Yeah, it's a listed much. Property.
Yes. Yeah.
Is it?
In fact, it's detached from
the
car.
Well, it's detached.
Whether or not that affects the property.
I think it's rather clever insertion of extra space.
Painting one with dots in it. Yeah.
Like a pencil to join them.
Yes.
Okay. I'll be numbered.
You've got some colours for it.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
We've got quite a lot of blue.
Can't believe it. Rubbish.
Well, somebody must understand it. You would, wouldn't you?
But why send it out?
If I look really carefully. The blue will be because the cartridge has just leaked in the printer. Probably cheap compacted cartridges, they do that sometimes.
Yeah.
It's just still.
I'll try and get the model.
Temporary extension. Yes, I get that bit. Yeah.
Maybe they're trying to simulate old fashioned blueprints.
I would probably driven into it.
Maybe. Yeah.
It's soldiers drove into it yesterday morning.
It's not what it used to be.
Gosh, there's some measurement.
I don't know why they don't just leave it alone and go and move somewhere.
Well,
it's very easy
way of
all this just to build existing
So the property actually. So,
I mean, that red line depicts their boundary.
Mm-hmm.
Is this house split then?
Yeah. Barn split.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be sisters-in-law that lived next door. Helen and Pete.
Lots of those to discuss people's addresses.
Oh, sorry.
It wouldn't be very difficult to find out who lived there, would it?
Probably not.
So that's number one.
That's the GDPR.
That's what you are.
I don't know the surname, so can't remember.
There's not too much data being expressed.
could I have a look at it?
I've got the thing, what's that?
They've got to do it.
So can I invite any observations?
I don't actually feel it's going to make that much difference being underneath the car park. The level is there already.
Yeah.
And it's really making use, a very clever use, I think, actually.
So
as long as it's been impinged on the farmhouse, I would support it. I mean, obviously, they'll have looked into it.
Yep.
It's following on from.
And the planning officers are looking at
it. It's following on from the cube at the back, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
is that support?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's a matter of interest. I keep these things for about a year once they've been passed. But they are always on the Southampton planning site
every day.
At one time I kept everything, but just didn't take me for the
GDPR.
Thank you.
No, public information, sir. Public domain.
So, correspondence.
Only stuff that I've sent out to you, which is really informative rather than needing a response. You don't get much this time of year, to be honest with you. Everyone's on holiday. And there was one thing you haven't... I'm not sure if you've got it yet, the Dulk letter, the most recent one, saying that the secretary or whatever her position is, the lady that runs the bank, is retiring.
Okay.
She's been particularly useful to us at times when we had people to...
Should we send flowers?
Well, funnily enough, they are
she's retiring, not dead.
They are making a collection from those.
Send her a book.
What to send anything on to her, but I don't think that's an expected thing.
Okay. Financial matters.
Right, not a lot to worry about. There's that thing I was looking for, I know. You have the right name. We had an income of 61p this month because it's 2 months' worth.
How much?
61p.
My goodness.
We've had two checks go through the insurance one and the check that we gave to the church council. So our income is 61, our expenditure is £573.66. Meaning that, in fact, our balance has gone from £8,149.60 down to £7,576.59. Much more expected to be. The only outstanding things that we've got now will be, assuming we'll get the playground bill through for a couple hundred pounds sometime. And I don't think there's anything else.
How much was the quote, by the way, the whole estimate?
Oh, that's the other one.
We didn't ever
add it up properly, did we? You did it in bits.
Not sure it's totaled, but I shall try and do a bit.
Some of it he won't do.
So what?
Well, I don't think he'll be doing that bit, for instance.
But him?
Mm. Well, it depends on what he finds necessary.
Maybe.
But, yeah.
I'll try and be quick.
Grass cutting bills?
Fine. He's keeping it looking good.
He is.
Bottle holes and
excellent.
Drainage and...
I haven't heard anything from Mr. Whittaker at all.
He's been doing them.
He has been doing them.
Yeah, he's been down,
I think his wife tends to send out the invoices.
Oh,
I suppose
he's going to send out
the loan partner.
Sorry.
About 268 quid.
That'll be fine.
Which is considerably less than...
Yes.
Absolutely. Oh, I suppose there's a bill for the removal of the stumps.
That will be
but
that will be in the annual bill.
Coming March or something. We normally ask for it before the end of the financial year. So,
very good.
Okay. So,
highways. Not that I'm aware of.
We've sort of addressed Notley.
They haven't touched that drain cover yet.
The one just by you?
Yeah, the telecom.
That's going to collapse in a minute.
Where exactly is it? Because I did come out looking for it.
Literally at the bottom. There's the road.
Well, there's the new stretch of road. New stretch of
tunnel. Yeah, near enough. Yeah. Right on that.
Yeah.
Well,
there's still more
ends. See it at all.
Well, we didn't get out of the car, man.
No.
Drive over.
I'm not following you.
Drive over.
Drive over it and you'll drive in it.
It's on the farm side.
So the farm side, right. Just down below the farm.
Literally on the lowest point of that road.
Right. We'll give them another reminder.
Where there was always puddles and things.
I mean,
there will still be puddles.
It's all right telling them that it's there, but I need to put a mark on the map exactly where it is, or they won't find it.
Yeah.
So literally just down below the farm buildings on the corner there.
No.
Or on the new
further around the corner.
Further back. Yeah.
Just by the entrance of the footpath.
Entrance of the footpath.
Yeah, further
there. Oh, a bit further on.
Right. Well, I can get a
point before
it will collapse.
Is it definitely,
I can get a dot almost.
Is it definitely a telecom?
Yes.
You can also report that to BT Openreach if it's telecom, as well as highways.
Should there be a number on it? Or not?
No, it wouldn't be numbered. It wouldn't be numbered, but it wouldn't be numbered. But you could report it to BT as a damage.
Good thing about it is a hazard to cyclists, right?
Yeah. God, I was almost hit by a couple of those.
Cyclists were a hazard.
No, it's a hazard to cyclists.
I got it the wrong way
around. Whichever way round you put it, you're correct.
Items for future meetings?
Well, the play park will be finished by then, so...
Yes, so we're going to push that one through.
Yeah.
And, obviously, we'll sign off on both sets of minutes next time. Mm. Which will be...
Second of October.
Yep,
this is September, this one.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.